Time for Community Matters, brought to you by Ventura County Hospital Health Systems. And our guest, as it is every Wednesday at the final Wednesday of the month, is the city manager of Beloit, Jason Raby. He joins us and here on the April the 29th on this Wednesday. Jason, how's everything going with you?
Going great. Enjoying the beautiful weather. It's like spring, almost summer has finally arrived. So yeah, really enjoying it.
It's about time, right, for some people,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
Well, let's just jump in here in regards to what's going on in regards to the city of Beloit. What are the focal points that you have right now, and how are you guys still dealing? Last time we talked about this a little bit, but dealing with any challenges that the COVID-19 situation causes for you.
Yeah. Well, you know, and again, like a lot of folks, you know, just trying to kind of, as they feel your way through it, but you're just trying to explore kind of some curveballs that you never really expected or knew how to deal with necessarily. But you know, we kind of got our operations down pretty good, and people spread out, etc. And so I feel, you know, comfortable with that, you know, and just taking whatever guidance comes out and applying that as best we can. But you know, kind of like everybody else, we're still trying to make things happen, and projects have to go on. You know, roads have to be fixed. So we are kind of in that, you know, which is weird. You know, sometimes I get these memories on my phone or old pictures, and it's crazy to think what actually would be going on right now. So, you know, we're already pretty deep. You know, actually, we're almost to May. You know, so there's kind of that construction season. Those things are going on. So we are doing some road projects as best we can, and you know, say across the school project will start up here soon. You know, things that were kind of in the works prior to this. So those are the things we're focusing on. And then it also gives us a lot of good time, you know, to focus on those other projects. You know, I think we were talking the other day, you know, the drainage project that we've been kind of working on here the last year or so to help kind of improve some of those parts of Beloit. So those are projects that we're able to get done, or, you know, at least get the groundwork laid for them. You know, there's a little bit more, just the way people are conducting business, there's time to do some of that, those things, a little bit more than usual. The water treatment plant, getting those things. Those are just a lot of behind-the-scenes things that, you know, you got some of those folks we're trying to get grants from, like USDA. You know, some of those folks are working from home, so we can almost reach them and get them almost easier than before. So it doesn't mean the process is necessarily faster, but we can make some progress on that. So trying to do those types of things has been part of the focus.
You mentioned drainage project. For those that are listening, they might have didn't catch that. You say drainage project, and then for some people it'd be like in regards to alleviate flooding. So you're talking about the same thing right there, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it's one of those that, you know, I think about kind of year round. And it's something that, you know, again, those are kind of a little bit longer horizon to bring a really good solution to that. But, you know, ever since I think I moved here, I've really been concerned with it. It's not my favorite thing. And had the fortune, I guess, that I don't enjoy it, but of dealing with a lot of drainage issues prior. There's kind of three main areas in town. I think we've talked about this before that have those challenges pretty badly. So I've been able to do a lot of modeling on that, because it's kind of like, if you watch the movie Butterfly Effect, you know, you change one thing, it changes 10 other things, you know. Mm-hmm. So you have to be really methodical with that. And sometimes it's not always the easy solution. Sometimes it is, but so that's what we're trying to do. And I think at this point we've got it pretty well matured, the solution, to where we can kind of start, you know, get the council to really discuss it and get in front of, you know, maybe affected property owners and trying to execute on this kind of on a, you know, a step-by-step basis and get this thing solved here sooner than later.
Is that something, because I can think right away, somebody would ask me this question, and that would be, is that something that we can get done this year, or is it something that's going to have to wait till next year and we got to hold our breath that we don't have these, you know, monsoon rains?
Well, you know, it won't happen. It won't be all solved in a year, for sure not. Mm-hmm. You know, again, it's been something I think has been dealt with for a lot of years. So, you know, it's just kind of the same thing. It's like working out and trying to get in shape. It takes a while, and takes a while to get those results. And kind of the same thing here. There might be some easy things that we can kind of touch up, et cetera. But I think that's been the issue, is we've tried to do small things for decades. And it probably needs to be a bigger thing. And again, I think it can be sooner, but you got to take those initial steps now. Sure. Just to even get that done. So hopefully, yeah, I mean, you know, again, I've been really aggressive with that kind of stuff in the past. I've been able to get those things done in a year or so, a year or two, and you kind of hold your breath or dodge a bullet, whatever. But, we're in a different town, so I got to feel that out and see what the property owners and the funding and all that stuff's going to be like. So, I feel good about what we've got for a plan, how that's going to help the situation, and now we just got to implement it.
Jason Raby, the city manager at Beloit, our guest today on Community Matters, brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems. What about, there have been reports, obviously with the situation of COVID-19 in regards to revenue, towns and cities being hit by, lack of some tax revenue, so forth and so on. What about the city of Beloit?
Yeah, I think that's something that everybody's anticipating. I mean, just, the electric utility or the utilities could potentially be used less, or people unable to pay, and the sales tax revenue, people purchasing less, that affects the CIP, the capital improvement fund, and property taxes. We don't know, the delinquency of that. So I think it's just good practice and stuff we've been thinking about for over a month of how can we, any new or upcoming projects, we really got to keep a careful eye on, because it's going to be, and again, this is all speculation, but if things open up in phases and sooner, we'll probably actually see, where a lot of these businesses have hit that impact really, that first day or first week, your local governments probably won't see that. That'll be a delayed effect on them. So, it gives us a little bit of time to prepare and to continue to tighten our belt and make sure that we're ready for that.
I know property taxes, I know personally that property taxes, the second half are due May 10th, I think. I know I asked you this the other day in regards to property taxes for people. Will there be, obviously we know with the federal government, the extension of a tax filing deadline was April 15th. Yeah. They extended that. We don't know, of course, right now if the stay-at-home order is going to be lifted. If it is, then perhaps you'll be able to walk in and pay your property taxes like normal. But if not, then your only way to pay would be probably over the phone, credit card, debit card, or something that magnitude. What can you tell us about that? Because I had a few people ask me about that. I've thought about it myself. Hey, that's coming up here pretty quick. That's a significant amount of money. How is that going to be handled?
Yeah, I wish I would have been more prepared for that. I know we were talking about that the other day, and I should have probably called Yvonne Melton. I think she's the county treasurer. It's not trying to hit the ball somewhere else, but that's kind of their realm. And I've been interested in myself, and I know there was talk, do you delay that? I guess that's got to be legislative action. The local authorities don't have any control over, let's say delaying that payment. Again, they could, I'm sure the legislature could meet and do that. But I'm hoping that, there's a, kind of like we've had to adjust, I'm sure there's being plans in the works to figure out how is the best way to handle that and do it safely, because that is a legitimate question. I think so much of this, Wade, as there is so much uncertainty right now, which can be frustrating. I know it makes me frustrated, but I also understand the magnitude of the decision, I guess, but of so what's going to happen May 4th, right, or whatever. Right. I think that's the question that we're all asking ourselves constantly. And so I think there's a lot of wait and hurry up and wait situations going on right now. And so I'm guessing, the county's probably got a plan to how to accept those, but they're probably waiting to see what's the governor going to do.
Right.
And from what I've heard, Thursday or something to that effect is kind of when some sort of a framework potentially will be coming out. So that doesn't leave a lot of time to figure that out. But I guess that's the things you got to do. But
we're all.
But yeah, I would definitely. If you definitely have questions about it, I just don't want to speculate. But I would definitely call the county treasurer and see what their plan is or what some of the solutions are to that. I guess.
Yeah, people want answers usually very quickly, and we're all a little bit impatient.
Yeah.
And so when people say we're wait and see mode, and we really are. I mean, you're exactly right when it comes to that.
Yeah. It is. It's really tough, and I know for a lot of people, myself too. I like certainty, just like everybody, and I like to. It's a lot easier to make decisions and do things when you can.
Yeah.
You don't need a crystal ball, And right now we all have to use crystal balls, and that doesn't work very good.
All right. Anything else that's going on that we need to know about?
I don't think so, Wade. Again, just like I said, a little bit of construction season going on out there at the road, on the road, so 8th Street. I think we'll be doing some stuff on West Main, so just be cautious and be careful, but we'll be, you know, they're not going to be long, drawn-out projects, so hopefully kind of in and out, make a nice improvement and be done. So we'll be working on 8th Street this week some more, and then next week as well, we got to go back over the projects and do some double chip sealing, you know, kind of east 8th, you know, cross 24, we got to finish that up, and the rest of it next week. So a little bit of impact, but hopefully it'll be a good product when we're all done.
Jason Raby, City Manager at Beloit, our guest today on Waterside Wake Up and CUNY Matters, brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems. Jason, thanks for the time, and next time we talk to you, we'll have a little bit more clarity, hopefully, on what's going on in the world, right?
Yeah, exactly. Hopefully we'll be clarity. Maybe I'll be able to drive out there, and we'll do it in person. We'll
that would be awesome. That would be awesome. I can see whether or not you're still growing a beard. Have you shaved your face? Yeah. I haven't seen you in a while, so I don't know exactly how that's all working. Yeah, right.
I'm actually in my office. I'm wearing work clothes. I'm good. So.
Yeah, well, I usually don't worry too much about what you're wearing, to be quite honest with you. That's probably more about what your wife is worried about, what you're wearing, whether it matches and all that. Yeah,
they're just trying to be professional. Yeah.
That's true. Jason, thanks for the time, as always. If you can hang on the line for me here, I got to talk to you about something real quick. 8:06 our time, 53 degrees. Community Matters brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems.